Good morning.
This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Who were the first white men of record to see and travel or cruise by the Butte? It has been recorded that Alexander Ross in 1811 camped one night in the Chelan Falls area. He was told by friendly Indians of the Lake Chelan in the High Valley, but he did not go there. He was employed by the American Pacific Fur Company, and it being late summer, his party was on its way up the Columbia to establish a fur trading post at the mouth of the Okanagan River, which they did in September 1811. Ross had arrived at Fort Astoria late March in 1811 and helped develop that trading post near the mouth of the Columbia. While at Fort Astoria, he met David Thompson, who arrived in mid-July after navigating the entire length of the Columbia River. After only a few days of rest, Thompson's party retraced their journey back up the Columbia such that they paddled by the Butte twice that year. On July 9, he was at the mouth of the Snake River, incidentally, and met a chief wearing a Jefferson medal that had been given to him by the Lewis and Clark expedition. Ross left Fort Astoria in late July on the 22nd. On his way to establish Fort Okanagan, he spent the winter there. Now, Thompson had camped at Chelan Falls with the Ross party. In his journal, Thompson said he left Astoria on his return with David Stewart and eight men in three canoes. Nowhere in his journal did Thompson mention the name of Alexander Ross, nor did he record camping where Indians mentioned a large lake nearby. Thompson's latitude and longitude readings are close to Chelan Falls, but longitude doesn't quite fit. He describes the days of building of a canoe at Kettle Falls, but didn't mention Stewart taking leave. Also of note, the name of the Okanagan River isn't in his notes. And so we don't know if they actually traveled together. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.